Wednesday, October 1st, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. Clashes broke out in the Greek capital Athens on Tuesday as members of a Roma community rioted against the planned demolition of their camp. Almost 200 Roma set fire to furniture, tires, and garbage bins and blocked the main road in the suburb of Kalandri, preventing police from entering to bulldoze homes. The Roma have been squatting in the area for the last 40 years. Authorities want to move them to a settlement outside of Athens, but a spokesman for the community claims the area where they would be transferred is too cold and doesn't have basic amenities. Myanmar wants to give conditional citizenship to 1.1 million Rohingya people, but the consequences of refusing the offer are concerning. Under the initiative, members of the Muslim minority would be granted citizenship only if they reclassify themselves as Bengali. Those who refuse or don't have the appropriate documents would be placed in so-called temporary camps. Myanmar's foreign minister made the first public reference to the plan at the UN General Assembly on Monday. Human rights groups fear it would drive more people from their villages, adding to the almost 140,000 Rohingya displaced by ethnic violence and living in squalid camps. A school in southern Poland is feeding underprivileged children with food that was meant to be exported to Russia. Moscow announced a one-year embargo on Western food products after it was hit by sanctions for aggravating Ukraine's conflict. Many farmers who receive assistance from the EU because of the ban have donated their products to food banks, one of which has supplied the school with the extras. Poland has one of the strongest economies in the region, but poverty in some parts of the country leaves more than 500,000 children malnourished.
The likelihood is that that's due to a lot of human interference.
One of the world's biggest environmental groups says we're largely to blame for the sharpest decline in wildlife populations ever recorded. According to a report released by the World Wildlife Fund, the numbers have dropped by more than a half over the course of 40 years. Data was analyzed from some 10,000 populations of mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fish. The report lists habitat destruction and climate change as the worst offenders. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide. That means anywhere in Estados Unidos, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It was back in 2000 that I bought gold, and then I sold it. Never should have sold it. And it was 2 months ago, I brought you a story, and it was from one of those conspiracy websites, and it was talking about a company called Tecmira, T-E-K-M-I-R-A, Pharmaceuticals. And at the time, I related to you that this drug apparently is a cure for Ebola, or at least it is approved by the FDA, and they do believe it to be a cure for Ebola. And as I was reading the story, I thought, man, I ought to buy this stock. One day later, it went up 40%. Out of morbid curiosity and non-buyer's remorse, I just pulled up the stock again, Tecmira, T-E-K-M-I-R-A, Pharmaceuticals Corp. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's T-K-M-R. The stock is up 20% today. Don't! But the stock market itself is down 200 points. So, you know, all of this seems like it's purposeful. It's just hard to tell. All of it is hard to tell because we live in days of deception layered with fear. We are being deceived on a daily basis. It's been going on since the beginning of time. But more so than any other time I can remember, deception and lies seem to be the order of the day. Speaking of which, Joel Osteen has a radio show on Sirius XM. It premieres next week. I don't know if they're going to call it Joel and Victoria in the Q Morning Zoo, but it's going to be kind of hard to do a radio show, at least an honest show, without really telling people what you think. And it's not always pleasant. Sometimes you get people that disagree with you. But if you've got a good call screener, you can always fake it like Rush does. Some other videos you might want to check out at OutcastRadio.net. Two of them in particular. Both of them are amazing. An impressive view of Mount Ontake, the volcano eruption that occurred over the weekend. It's a different angle from a few miles away, and you will be blown away by the way this volcano blew away. And the other video I want to draw your attention to is Great White Shark Attacks Great White Shark. I've never seen this before in my life, but they have actual video of a great white shark attacking a great white shark. But we begin today with Bob Beckel. I titled this article, Fox News Bob Beckel Needs to Try the Decaf. His clock is wound a little bit too tight. Apparently, they were having a discussion, and Bob once again went off the rails. Here's the latest from Fox News, the 5 at 5. Bob Beckel needs to try the decaf.
He hasn't been aggressive on terror. He's certainly not aggressive on Iran.
He doesn't want to be. He's not comfortable with it.
Iran is going to end up being this man's biggest failure. We're
question,
Bob. We are going to arm Iran under President Obama's legacy.
That's just ridiculous.
We are going to. They will have a bomb before President Obama leaves office.
They won't have one.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. The former FBI counterterrorism task force member said, quote, "Obama administration is more concerned about being politically correct than the safety of Americans. One of the most outrageous, rat-filled lines I've ever heard." You believe that? You agree with that?
I do, and I'll tell you why. Because
really? You really believe that?
Let me finish.
Okay, please.
Let me finish. Because he has actually expressed a desire to quell this hypothesized backlash of Americans against any kind of threat to us. He's always been concerned with Islamophobia. So the idea that PC Trump's safety, he would almost agree with it because that's his belief. He believes that that there's an American potential for backlash, and that might affect our appeal worldwide. That's what he is worried about. I'm not saying he's uninterested in our safety, but he is more interested. His priority has always been about our reactions to an external threat as opposed to the external threat.
You agree
Bob,
with this
actually,
comment.
You just said that you want to know why nobody spoke up. He speaks up. He's a former FBI counterterrorism task force member. He speaks up, and then you trash him. So.
Would you not trash somebody who says that the president?
Bob,
I don't care which president of the United States is.
Not if it's
politically
true.
Correct. I'll trash him for the day he dies. I'll
not
trash
if it's
him.
True.
And then I'll
but
trash
you just
him.
Answered your own question. No, but
no.
You just answered your own
this
question.
Guy, wait a minute. Really I heard what Greg said, but wait a second. You all are agreeing with the fact the president of the United States believes politically correct is more important
we are
than the safety
somebody.
Of the American
people. I'm going to tell you. Unintentionally, he makes us less safe.
Unintentionally,
he makes us left.
I'm sorry. I think it's intentional.
Really?
If you don't act, there are consequences for
true.
A decision not to act. The consequence in this case is that we are now embroiled in a situation with ISIS
correct.
That Marie Harf, the State Department spokesperson, says was even surprised by their own success.
Right.
Not acting is a decision. There's consequences.
In this respect? That we will be less safe under President Obama intentionally lifting the sanctions.
So that's four yeses on this guy.
Stop, Bob. I'm going to specifically say in this world, lifting sanctions on Iran, allowing them to develop a bomb, will down the road prove that we've become less safe because of President Obama's policy.
That's the problem.
I'll take that lane.
High-value targets are and you take a pass and you don't act on it, and when you don't attend your intelligence briefings, you prefer to get them in writing so you have plausible deniability so that no one warned you in person about a threat or real-time intelligence, that's on him. That is an intentional act that is not making Americans safer.
Act.
Yes, it is. Okay,
they put political correctness above the safety of Americans. Remember you said that, okay? Remember everybody at this table who said that, I want to remind you of it.
Happy to go
it's
to the
It's an unbelievable team. Comment. I know.
Okay, at this point, Bob Beckel is swearing, and they had to bleep it out. So for the next 13 seconds, all you hear is Beckel going off the rails. But obviously, we can't play that on the radio. You know, one thing I've learned, one of my tenets, my philosophy, I've learned somewhere else, we're going to agree to disagree. How many times have you seen a conservative turn a liberal over to their way of thinking? How many times have you seen a liberal turn a conservative over to their way of thinking? Anytime, whether it's on Fox News, CNBC, or whatever. My bad. Well, my point is, we'll agree to disagree. And you'll never see it happen, whether it's MSLSD, Fox News, whatever. Not once has a conservative said, you know what? I think I agree with your point of view. You're right. The president is doing a good job. And you've never seen a liberal be converted from his school of thought. They're just going to continue to disagree. And so if we agree to disagree, then you cut out all the heat. But apparently that's what sells ED medicine on Fox News and the 5 and 5. You get Beckel on, who's liberal versus the conservatives, create a little heat, and it increases the ratings. And actually, that's what's been happening at Fox News for quite a while. The ratings have just come out, and Fox News has the highest ratings it's had since 2003 during Iraq 2.0. Was it 2.0 or 1.0? No, it was 2.0 because you had Desert Storm before that. But that's what it's all about. It's about heat. The more heat you create, the better off you are. So, you know, from my point of view, the best thing to do is just say, look, we're going to agree to disagree. You have your point of view. I have my point of view. And I think that's a lot more civil than getting on television and yelling at each other, or even yelling at each other on the radio. There are people that are not going to agree with what I have to say. We'll just agree to disagree. I don't see why people get their panties in a wad over stuff like this. You're not going to be able to convert everybody to your way of thinking. And nobody has a monopoly on truth. I know I don't. I'm looking in the mirror as a poor reflection, and half these stories that I'm playing for you and reading, I don't even know if I believe them anymore. I'm not too sure what to believe. I do know Tecmira has gone up 20%. It is the alleged cure for Ebola. Does it have something to do with the pharmaceuticals being in bed with the government? I have no idea. This certainly makes for interesting conversation. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. All right, where are you? I need phone calls. Are you getting enough oxygen? 800-313-9443. Think about it. Where else can you get on the radio and pretty much say whatever you want to say? I mean, of course you can't swear, but you can talk about 9/11. You can talk about chemtrails. You can talk about any subject matter you want. You can't do this with 95% of radio stations in America. And how many networks can you do it with? Think about it. Your opportunity for your voice to be heard at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. A former Food and Drug Administration chief scientist and top infectious disease specialist said that several people were exposed to the Ebola virus by the unidentified patient in Dallas, America's first case, and it's likely that many more will be infected. Dr. Jesse L. Goodman, now professor of medicine at Georgetown University Medical Center, said that while the nation shouldn't panic, it's best to prepare for the worst. He said, quote, "It's quite appropriate to be concerned on many fronts. First, it is a tragedy for the patient and the family as well, a stress for our contacts, health workers, and the community at large. Second, it appears that several people were exposed before the individual was placed in isolation, and it is quite possible that one or more of his contacts were infected. What's more, he conceded, it's only a matter of time that the swift-killing African virus arrived in the United States. If anyone did not agree before, bringing the epidemic in Africa under control is an absolute emergency and requires a massive effort and global commitment now long overdue. This is a matter of just not preventing death and suffering in Africa, but, as this case brings home to the United States, the global and safety and security of everybody." Got another headline, a child dies from that mystery virus. Second possible Ebola case has been revealed in Dallas. So now we're up to two. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is a good show today for change.
Hey, Joel, you suck. What's going on, my man?
You're talking about, you don't even believe, you know, you don't know what to believe, what you're receiving and what you can, should put out. And that's exactly where this country is. And that's exactly how they're ruining this country, is because there's really only one truth. But they can make up as many lies as they want to disguise or hide that truth. And that's where we are. And that's how they lead the public. And the public just walks around with their, you know, being led. They can be, like Yogi, we're talking about the Ebola possible outbreak. You don't know if there is one or not, and we don't know, but they can start selling. That's just the price of the stock can go up on the drugs and stuff. They just do whatever they manipulate. And people are not conscious that what they are hearing is maybe a lie. And there's a very good chance of being a lie if you look at the record of the people who are telling it to you. How'd I do?
I think he did really well. I mean, the idea that they could actually create hysteria with a pandemic that doesn't even exist is a distinct possibility because they own the media. I mean, who knows if this person even has Ebola? Who knows if there's even a person there in the hospital? I mean, I have no idea what to believe anymore. And they can pull the rug out from this whenever they want. I mean, they've got all the media. They've got all the money. They own the stock market. And I brought you the story of Techmira. The Ebola, quote-unquote, cure is up 20% today alone. And I think it was up 45% yesterday. So, who knows? I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now. I don't know if I believe anything that I'm looking at.
Right.
Any of it.
This is all coming from the same people that told us that there was weapons of mass destruction over in Iraq. How many years ago? You know, if you check their record, it's really poor.
It's consistent. You know what I was doing for a while as I was pulling up these stories? I would believe just the opposite. I would go to like ABC or CNN, and whatever they reported, I just believed the opposite. And they said in the Soviet Union, they don't have a problem with the truth because when Pravda comes out with their newspaper or gets online, the citizens of Russia go, okay, well, it's just the opposite of that. And I think that's kind of where we're getting in this nation. Whatever I read, more than likely, I just believe the opposite.
Well, you wouldn't be any worse off. don't know what to believe because what would you believe when you know it's coming from liars? I mean, what percent of what they say are you going to believe?
Well, let me ask you this question. Okay, you take all this news in. What can you do about it? I mean, you can't control people, places, and things. All you can control is how you react to it. So either we're going to react with fear or we're going to react with peace. And, you know, I choose to react with peace because I look at this matrix and I think I don't want anything to do with it in the first place, but my job is to tell you what I think is going on and then for you to figure it out.
Right, but I think we're in the minority there because the majority is still going to believe what they're spoon-fed and they're going to react just exactly the way they're supposed to react. Not
with emotion.
Right, not realizing that, that they're being told that purposely for the reaction.
You know, last night, I don't know what it is about this movie, The Matrix, but I was watching it again last night, and the scene where Morpheus is walking Neo through one of these computer programs, when he freezes the frame and he talks about all the people not wanting to be pulled out of the Matrix, and they are the enemy until they want to be pulled out of the Matrix. And when you think about it, that's kind of the situation we find ourselves in, Joel, because these people almost look at us as the enemy because we're trying to bring them the truth, but they don't want to believe it because then they'd have to change all of their core beliefs.
You're absolutely right. Hey, I thought about this many years ago. What is the strongest power in the world? I'll just give it to you. It's the power of belief. You get somebody to believe something, they did it themselves because they believe it, and then you got them. The strongest power in the world, the power of belief.
You know, the idea of hope and change was all purposeful, too, because when we think of hope and change now, we think of words that have no meaning at all, because there is no hope with this administration. The change has been horrible. But really what we need to do, Joel, I think, is re-hijack the language that's been taken from us. I do have hope, and I do want to change and become a better person, but I'm just not buying anything they're saying anymore. I'm just not for sale.
Well, you got to remember, you're in the minority, and you're the enemy.
Well, so are you.
Yeah, I am. I'm used to it.
So am I. You know, there's a reason I call it Outcast Radio. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I had a couple sniffs for some pretty good jobs in major markets. But every time I started going down these rabbit holes, they would take me in the office and they'd say, yeah, we can't do that. So, I mean, I either play their game and make a lot of money or don't make squat and tell the truth. And I've chosen to not make squat and tell the truth.
Right. That's what it's all about. You gotta decide for yourself.
And I slept really well last night. And the reason I slept well is I can live with myself.
That's right. That's what you do have to judge everything by, is how you gonna live with yourself later. Are you gonna like yourself? Hey, I like myself.
Me too, and I like you.
Well,
I don't like. I don't like you. I mean, I like you as a listener, but you know.
So, what are you doing tonight?
Actually, not too much. But I'm down in Florida. Could we meet in Kentucky?
Well, we can send pictures.
All right, Joel. I'm going to have to take a shower now. I'm extremely uncomfortable. Have a great day, my friend.
Okay, good day.
All right, good day. All right, here's another headline that just came down the wire. More doom and gloom. Kids who had contact with Ebola patient being monitored. This just came in. Texas Governor Rick Perry says a handful of school-aged children who had contact with a man diagnosed with Ebola are being monitored. Perry says health officials learned Wednesday that the children have been identified as having contact with a man and are being monitored at home. The unidentified man has been in isolation in Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas since Saturday. The first man is the first person to be diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. Health authorities have not revealed his nationality or age. My understanding is that he's from Liberia. He was listed in serious condition as of today, so now the latest. Apparently, kids who had contact with Ebola patient are being monitored. Here comes the fear train. Are you getting on board? I'm not. 800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbal Healer.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil. It's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you go to OutcastRadio.net, you'll find an incredible video, an impressive view of Mount Ontake volcano eruption. That's the volcano in Japan that erupted over the weekend. They've got a new angle a little bit further away. You can actually see Mother Nature in all her fury. Also, a video of a great white shark attacking a great white shark, something I've never seen in my life. You can find both of those videos at OutcastRadio.net, including a video of Bob Beckel, his need for decaf, the CDC press conference in Dallas concerning Ebola, MSLSD's Melissa Harris Perry, the Muslim beheading in Oklahoma was workplace violence, in her opinion, and Joel Osteen on the radio. Apparently, he's got a radio show coming up in just a few days. CIA insider warns of 25-year Great Depression about to strike America. According to one of the top minds in the intelligence community, that is when the United States will enter the darkest economic period in the nation's history. And alarmingly, he and his colleagues believe the evidence they've uncovered proves the outcome is impossible to avoid. In an exclusive interview with Money Magazine, Jim Rickards, the CIA financial threat and a systemic war advisor, has stepped forward to warn the American people that time is running out to prepare for this $100 trillion meltdown. He's talking about the derivative market and the fact that it will melt down, in his opinion, in April 2015. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I sent you an email this morning about Paul Craig Roberts, and I'm beginning to have serious doubts about his veracity or maybe his judgment, or because he basically came out with this article in InfoWars, and it was taken down after my comments about it, but it's still on Prison Planet. It's called More Washington Lies, and this is his take on ISIS. And let me give your I won't read the whole article, of course, because I know what your listeners' eyes are glazed over, but let me just read this short paragraph, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
On his take on ISIS. May I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. He says, my tentative explanation is that ISIS consists of Sunnis who are tired of, please don't interrupt me, please, who are tired of existing in artificial states created by the British and French after World War I when Western colonials seized the territories of the Ottoman Empire. They are tired of being suppressed by Shia majorities or by secular dictators who use suppression to control conflict between Sunni and Shia. They are tired of being murdered, plundered, and raped by the Americans, Europeans. They are tired of being displaced and dispossessed. They are tired of the immoral Western culture imposed on them by modern technology. The Islamic State, IS, is redrawing the artificial boundaries that the Europeans created, and they are establishing an Islamic government free of the moral corruption of Western materialism and sexual promiscuity. So basically, he's validating the head choppers, the CIA-backed and trained ISIS terrorists. He's given them legitimacy in this article, and I sent him an email, contacted him on his email, where I accused him, I asked, is he being a disinfo agent? Because that makes no sense whatsoever. It totally buys into the Washington, D.C. narrative that Paul Craig Roberts claims that he has so much scorn for. So what do you think of his take on ISIS?
Well, I've been following him for a while, and I do admire his work. But this article, as you read the paragraph, really doesn't put a couple things into the equation. One is Islam itself. The Hadith in the Quran call for the execution of Christians and Jews if they don't convert or have them pay a tax. And what they're doing is they're just following the book. And to discard that Islam is an evil religion and not call it for what it is does a great disservice to his article. Because on one hand, I can understand what he's saying about Western powers dominating the Middle East region and the extraction of oil. And I can see his point about Western morality as far as porn and entertainment. I get all of that, but to discard the basic tenets of Islam, and what these guys are doing is they're just following the book. I mean, if you follow that religion to the letter of the law, it is evil through and through, and not to call it for what it is.
Disagreements with I call it the Muslim cult. But the main point I'm trying to make is that there may be some useful idiots on there that are aligned with ISIS. But the whole creation is a monster created by the CIA, Mossad, and British MI6. So this whole campaign being waged by ISIS in Syria and Iraq is a creation of Western intelligence agencies. So that's kind of like a separate from anyone's take on the Muslim cult. So that's
when
the point that I'm
that
trying
the
to make.
CIA was training them in Jordan back in 2012. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Of course it's a creation.
Yeah.
Of course it's a creation. And the other thing to keep in mind is the fact that Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the UAE, and Jordan are in fact supporting financially ISIS. And ISIS is making about $2 million a day in oil trades to the EU. How the hell does a ragtag clan of cave dwellers get into the oil market, and how do they get a fleet of Toyota trucks? It's pretty obvious they're being funded by those behind the curtain.
Yeah, and Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Gulf states are puppets or stooges for the Rothschild Zionist cabal, and they know which side their bread is buttered on, and they know that if they don't toe the line, British MI6 will send in a group of Western-backed terrorists to overthrow them. So, you know, they're just puppets on a string, just like all the other leaders.
It's all about a pipeline. They want to get a pipeline through Syria, run it up to Turkey, into the EU. And really what it is it's about oil. It's competition between Gazprom, between China and Russia, and the Southern Alliance and the pipeline they want to put in through Syria. And I believe the end game is to divide Syria into three regions, the Kurds, the Sunnis, and then the Mediterranean coast, which is where Assad would be until they take him out. The goal here is to take out Assad.
Take out Assad and order out of chaos, divide up Iraq, divide up Syria, basically turn
exactly.
The entire Middle East into one big Somalia.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, I thought I'd mention the article, you know, because I sent it to you this morning, and just, you know,
yeah,
and I thought I'd mention it on your radio show just to see, get your opinion on it. So thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem at all. Appreciate you being out there.
Thanks.
Yeah, the situation in Syria is about oil. It's about money. I keep referring to the Matrix this morning. It's about control. Whoever controls the oil controls the world. And Bashar al-Assad is the problem because he's not going to allow that pipeline to go through. So you have an alliance between Syria and Iran, and that alliance is against Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, Bahrain, and Jordan. And in the meantime, you've got the Russians and the United States each vying for that strategic land in Syria to run that pipeline up to the EU. And someone explained to me how in the world ISIS, ISIL, whoever you want to call them, is able to sell oil on the open market if they're a terrorist group and they're not a state. I thought only states could sell oil. Health officials scrambled on Wednesday to find anyone who had contact with a man who flew into Dallas and was later found to be infected with the Ebola virus. Although the man flew into the country about 10 days ago on a commercial airliner, officials say he has shown no symptoms of the disease while on the flight and didn't pose any threat to other passengers. Your source on this is the New York Times, so take it with a huge grain of salt. This one blew my mind. Deer struck by ultimate roller coaster in England. Imagine being on a roller coaster and you kill a deer. A theme park confirmed a young deer was struck by a roller coaster, killing the animal and covering the passengers in blood. I wonder if some of the passengers actually thought it was part of the ride. A spokesman for the Lightwater Valley theme park near Ripon, England, confirmed the deer wandered Saturday morning onto the track of the Ultimate, billed as Europe's longest roller coaster, and was struck by the car. We can confirm the young deer did unfortunately get hit by the Ultimate train yesterday and was killed instantly, the spokesman said. There's a large perimeter fence surrounding the park, but occasionally wild animals do manage to stray into the park during the night. The roller coaster was closed for 30 minutes before resuming normal operations. Reports indicate passengers were sprayed with animal blood, but there's no human injuries or were no human injuries from the crash. A deer previously wandered onto the Ultimate track back in 1994 and was struck by a car during the hospitalization of a 12-year-old boy. So apparently this does have precedent. I am a non-violent person, but when I read this story, I thought this young man needs a beatdown. Elderly Florida diner beaten in cursing dispute. 80-year-old Applebee's patron politely asked the young man to stop swearing. The 26-year-old punched him in the face. Good thing I wasn't in the restaurant, young man. You might have had your own feet down. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Totally open phones, as always.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast.
For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio, 800-313-9443. I've got more questions than answers, and I think the longer that I do this show, I'm probably going to be posing questions as opposed to making declarative statements. Question: why is it that this administration is not banning all flights from Western Africa? In mid-August, Korean Air, Kenya Airlines, British Airways, and Air France suspended all flights and flight service to the Ebola hot zone. France is recommending its citizens leave Sierra Leone and Liberia. Why is it that the United States and this administration have not banned all flights from Western Africa? Let's go to Brent in Wisconsin. Hello, Brent.
Yes, good afternoon, OCD. I hear you remarking about things you believe are in the Quran from time to time. Yet I don't think you've ever read it.
Actually, I've read about half of it. I picked it up a couple years ago. I read half of it, but I've done a study on it. Illuminate me on what I'm missing.
Well, I'd like to hold your feet to the fire a little bit and ask you what chapter and verse you find the items you're talking about, and who it is that translated the Quran. like many things today, I think that there are mistranslations and perhaps outright misleading translations of the Quran. Now, we've read through it, and I really can't find anything about all this, about the 20 virgins or 70 virgins or whatever, and killing the infidels and all this sort of nonsense. I think this is probably all made up by perhaps the people that are translating it, and I would kind of look to the Mossad or one of their minions who have an axe to grind, so to speak, and propaganda to throw out there. But I would challenge you to give me a chapter and a verse, only it's called Suris in the Quran, so I can compare this with my translation of it.
Okay, Surah 5, verse 51. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends. They are friends of each other, and whoever amongst you takes them for a friend, then surely he is one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. And
okay.
The Jews...
Okay, now, that doesn't say anything about killing anyone. That says to stay away from them, not have fellowship with them. In fact, the Torah is the same way. The Jews weren't supposed to have fellowship with the Christians. They were not supposed to eat under the same roof or sleep under the same roof with Christians in the Old Testament days.
Okay, let's try Surah 2, verse 192. Surah 2, verse 191, it says, and kill them, the unbelievers, wherever you find them, and drive them out from whence they drove you out. And persecution is severer than slaughter, and do not fight with them in the sacred mosque until they fight with you. But if they do fight, then slay them. Such is the recompense of the unbelievers.
Okay, well, I'm trying to find this right now to...
Yeah, sure. It's Surah 2, verse 191.
191.
Yeah.
If war is waged against you, fight fiercely in God's cause. However, shun aggression, because God does not love aggressors. When you are wrongfully attacked, kill the aggressors wherever you find them. Drive them away from wherever they drove you away.
All right.
Because while killing is bad, oppression is far worse. However, never fight against them near the ancient house of worship. That is, unless they attack you first. Okay, so this is all really is defensive, as I see it. Okay, now. Now, what you've got listed there is offensive. Now, I haven't found 551 yet, but
that's okay.
What else do you have there?
Let's see. O you who believe, this is Surah 9, verse 123.
9, 123.
O you who believe, fight those of the unbelievers who are near to you, and let them find you in hardness, and know that Allah is with those who guard against evil.
Okay. I'm trying to... my wife's trying to talk to me here at the same time. She's...
Does she believe like you do? Or does she believe otherwise?
Well, she's a free... She has free will.
Okay.
We've read these books together... And we are born again Christians.
Okay.
And we find that that Jesus is mentioned probably as many times in good light in the Quran as in our own Christian Bible, King James Version of the Bible.
Yeah, in the Quran, they actually believe, this is what a lot of Christians don't understand, Muslims believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. They believe that he is coming again, but they believe he's coming as a prophet, and he's going to declare that Allah is the one true God, and he's going to try and convince the Christians and Jews to convert to Islam.
Well,
and that's what the
12th
Mahdi is all about.
That's fine.
Their Messiah.
I believe that's their prerogative. I do not believe that. But if the Muslims are taken over, then by God, us Christians better get off our butts and do some evangelizing and convince them.
I agree
them
on that. Yeah. Amen.
And we don't need to kill them. We don't need to spread lies about them and untruths about what they believe, because clearly they do not believe much of the nonsense I hear in the mainstream media and even in the alternative media.
Well, the reality is most Muslims don't cut off heads. Most don't.
I don't think any Muslims cut off heads.
It's a small percentage. But
I haven't seen any blood. I haven't seen any heads roll. Not that I want to, but I think that it's all a part of the propaganda to get the Christians to hate the Muslims, to divide and conquer us. We
part
do have an enemy, real, not imagined, and they're not the Muslims, and they're not the Christians.
They're the fundamentalists. If you take the Quran to the letter of the law, like the Hadith, some people are going to chop off heads because they believe they're doing God's work. Most Muslims don't believe that. They're what I would call secular. It's the same thing with Jewish people. Most Jews are not Hebraic Jews. They don't adhere to the Torah, to the letter of what it is. And if you read some of that stuff in the Old Testament, you know, some of that is pretty wild too.
But the Talmud that the Jews adhere to, which is made up by the rabbis, say such things as that Jesus was boiled in urine and Mary was a whore and things like that. Things that are just abhorrent to me. I just hate to hear that.
Well, there's a real big difference. There's a huge difference between Zionism, Kabbalism, the Illuminati, and your typical average secular Jew who just happens to be Jew.
Absolutely.
And it's a safe. So here's where we agree. The Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims, most of all three faiths, really don't adhere to the letter of the law in their books. They would be secular, in my opinion, in their nature. But it's a small percentage of Muslims that are taking the Quran and the Hadith to the letter of the law. That's where we're having the problem.
Well, I still haven't seen any heads rolling or any blood or anything. And most of this beheading later comes out, oh, that was a false flag.
Oh, and I agree with you. I think most of them are fake, but
yes,
I do believe
are.
That.
I think all of them are actually. And
but I just think you're in the wrong place. You need to go to Iraq. You need to go to Afghanistan. You need to go to Pakistan. That's where they're literally Saudi Arabia. That's where they're cutting Christians' heads off. We're just in the wrong location.
You see, we're sticking our nose into other countries' business, and if the women want to dress with burqas and that's up to them.
I agree. Enjoyed the conversation. Have a great day. I'll see you tonight at 9 o'clock. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.